there is an issue in the trust in Norfolk, particularly around the Norwich area, where there is people where there are people who are having to be placed either in other beds in the trust, and sometimes that is in Suffolk, or it's in West Norfolk, and there are occasions when people are being sent out of area, and that is not acceptable to us. We've made very clear that we do not want to be sending patients from Norfolk and Suffolk outside of the trust. It's not good for the patient, it's distressing for their family, and it doesn't make financial sense for us as an organisation. So we're working very hard with commissioners in Norwich to try to make sure that we've got the right number of beds for the demand that's out there.
So again, it's down to money.
It's down to two things. It's about making sure that we've got the funding that we need to provide the right number of beds. It's also about making sure that when people are ready to be discharged from our services, there's somewhere for them to go. In both Norfolk and Suffolk, we have a number of patients that are ready to be discharged. So clinically, the decision is that they can go out into the community. But these people are homeless, they don't have somewhere to go, and therefore we can't discharge them. It's not good for them to be kept in a ward environment, and it's not financially sound for us. So yes, it's about money, but it's also about making sure that we work with social services, with the county councils, to make sure that there are places for people to go when we're ready to discharge them from the wards.
I'll just pick up on some of those points. We've spoke to Emma Corlett from the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services. I'm sure you've come across Emma and her group. They say that they're campaigning to protect what we've got and to improve things. And they've come up with various points. And one of them is that they say that you had a commitment to end all out-of-area placements by the end of April, and they say that's been missed. Has that target now been abandoned? And if so, what are you going to do about it?
Now, as I said, it's not acceptable to us for people to be placed out of area. So it is absolutely our intention to minimise out of area placements, other than in those cases where we simply don't provide that service within Norfolk and Suffolk. So we are absolutely committed to this. It's one of the major operational challenges facing the trust at the moment, and we're working very hard with the clinical commissioning group, particularly in the Norwich area, because that's where the main stress is on beds, to get this fixed, because as I say, it's not good for the patients.
And the question I asked was, are they right in saying that you committed to end all out of area placements by the end of April? They say that's been missed. You say they're still being people put out to other areas. So has that target now been abandoned? Have you failed to do that? By the sounds of it, you have.
But let's be clear, the target...
I mean, you set the date April, I didn't.
Well, I don't recognise the April date. I think that's not something that as a trust, I think we recognise. What we committed to do is to work with the CCG to ensure that we have enough beds and that we can operate them efficiently so that we don't have to send people out of area. That is still the position of the trust. We're committed to doing it. And it is, say, I think, the single biggest operational issue that we're facing at the moment.
So is there a timescale on it now, then, to get it sorted out by?
I don't want to put a timescale on it, because it would be an arbitrary date at this point in time. There's a number of factors here. As I say, part of it is around having the right number of beds. But some of these things are outside of our control too. When we have a patient who's ready to be discharged, if we were an acute hospital and someone had a broken leg and we fixed that leg, we'd send them home. As a mental health trust, we can't do that. So we have to work with other organisations to make sure that when we are ready to discharge someone, there is provision in the community, because it's clearly not safe or appropriate for us to just send them out of the hospital.
Okay, so that's something that you are as passionate about as the campaigners to get sorted.
Absolutely. As I say, I don't want to see people sent out of area. No one in the trust does. It's not good for them, and it's not good for the trust.
Okay. Can I just go back to the point that we made earlier on about the pledge that you say you didn't make, that you committed to end all out-of-area placements by the end of April? You said as a trust you didn't recognise that.
That's right. I think that's something that was reported We are working to end out of area placements. Let's be absolutely clear about
that. So the end of April, I mean, I do want to pick you up on this, I'm afraid, because the accusation is that you'd set the end of April to get these things sorted out so that out of area placements wouldn't happen. You clearly are still sending people out. You say you don't recognise the end of April as a particular landmark, shall we say. I've had some text messages in here to say that you did give that undertaking, and it was on the front page of the EDP and also mentioned at scrutiny. Is that not true?
Well, as I say, I will stand corrected if someone from the Trust has stood up and made that that pledge. I mean, just because it's on the front page of the EDP doesn't necessarily mean that it's a pledge that the Trust gave. So if someone from the Trust has, then I will absolutely stand corrected.